Good morning. My name is Graciela Melz, and I will be presenting preliminary results of meta-analysis of interventions promoting physical activity among African Americans and Latino youth. I would like to start by acknowledging the partnership, the steering committee of the Healthy Environmental Partnership. The Healthy Environment Partnership is a CBPR partnership interested in working towards promoting, assessing, and implementing interventions that reduce health disparities in Detroit, Michigan. And I will also like to take a minute to acknowledge some of the Healthy Environment team members that have been instrumental for the process of data collection, cleaning, and that allowed me to be here presenting our initial results. Not listed here, but very important, is one of the co-authors, Alana Woolley. She's a graduate student that has been, I would say, the most motivated person helping out with the data collection. Finally, I would like to thank our funding supporters that allow me to be here, and like everybody else in this presentation, I have no conflict of interest to disclose here. So let me start a little bit of background here. I think that the literature that we have looked at indicate that there's a strong association between physical inactivity and chronic disease, and they are higher in African American and Latinos. Also, I think that the literature that we have been looking into are clearly suggesting that physical activity reduces risk for chronic disease. There is, but limited evidence in systematic reviews for interventions to promote physical activity among African American and Latino youth. The literature reviews, the systematic literature reviews, are instrumental to moving forward for in our findings, although they still have some subjectiveness associated with those with the way they report results. What we are proposing here is try to move forward with a little bit more of objective techniques related to implementing meta-analysis to our findings, to summarize our findings. The objective of this brief presentation is not for me to invest too much time in describing the literature review process, although it has been, at this point, the activity that has taken the largest time of the project. What I will focus more is in trying to summarize the finding and trying to talk more of the statistical things that need to be taken into account in order to be able to produce an unbiased summary of the results finding. That process will involve identifying and defining appropriate system of weights to combine the results, and then trying to implement these meta-regression analysis techniques in summarizing the findings. Very briefly about the systematic review, we have conducted and concluded a computer-based systematic review of English published papers. We had identified three phases that we went through very carefully. Protocols, written protocols, had been put in place to identify each of the phases, were the papers that were of our interest. Papers that finally made it through this search process had to fulfill five different criteria. One of them is that they were published after 1999 and had an abstract, that they somehow involved interventions related to physical activity, had a sample of African American and Latino youth, were written in English, and involved either quasi or experimental designs. And I hope I listed all five of them. Our final sample included 38 papers that satisfied these criteria. Of those 38 papers, 65% of them involve physical activity as an outcome measure. I'm going to focus this presentation on them. 47% were interviewed, administered. Surprise to me, only 3% of them described any type of blinding mechanism in order to assign the interventions. A large majority had initial convenience samples and at some point had described sample randomization in order to allocate the interventions, if any. And the large majority of them also were either school or community-based interventions. And the studies that I have reviewed, these 24 studies that I'm going to be talking today about, all of them indicated that they were adjusting whenever doing meta-analysis for the proper confounders. Now, talking about the 28 papers that talked about physical activity as an outcome, the mean age of the papers was 11 years with a standard deviation of 2.4, and they ranged from eight years to 16 years old. 29% were involving just a single race group of African American. 8% of them were single race Latinos, but the large majority of 62.5% talked about multi-race interventions. 29% of them were focused on a single gender group. In our case, only females were considered, and 78% had two gender involved in the intervention. Although all the identified papers, the 24 papers that talked about physical activity as an outcome, were focused on physical activity, they used different measures. Some of them had pedometers, some of them self-reported physical activity. So in order to be able to combine these the findings of these studies, you do need to define a standardized outcome. And in our case, we using the principle of the C-scores. The C-scores proved to be very skewed, and they had a nonlinear relationship with several of the variables or confounders of interest that we want to use in the future. So we are investigating some possible transformations that we would like to address. The first one that we have tried and I'm going to present now is the log transformation. And I'm not going to go back and forth trying to exponentiate and everything, because what we are trying here to do is to identify patterns that will help us in our future models. The other thing that I do feel very interesting is in the system of weights that we have to define and to implement this combining results. What we're going to use is the principle of the random effect models that not only defines the weights in terms of the uncertainty within each study, but also compares across the studies. And it's just not as simple as that, as simple one over the standard deviation. What I will like to show, but I don't have the results right now with me, is other additional steps that you have to take in order to get to a more sensitive system of weights. Initially, our initial model is trying to identify what of these basic demographics should be, how they should be modeled. Most of the time, we just jump into the model trying to test moderation, mediation, and putting all of these other controllers. When the first step should be, how do these basic demographics fit in the role? What role do they have in our models? So this variable age is just the mean age of each of the studies. Gender is an indicator of the gender groups that are used. In our particular case, we only had a single race, single gender, females only, and both gender. We did adjust for race ethnicity with an African-American only level and a Latino only level being the reference. Studies that included both multiple race ethnicity groups. This time indicator that I have here is trying to address trend. Some of the studies that we had identified had as many as three follow-ups. So we're trying to control also for that fact. And of the multiple models that we tried to see how these different demographics, what is the role of these different demographics in this very simple model, gender turned out to be one of the ones that showed some interaction with over time. So that's the model I'm presenting here. Initial patterns that we identified with these very simple demographic adjusted models are that there's a positive association of physical activity interventions in age, indicating by that studies that had older children involved were more effective in increasing physical activity over time. That at baseline, single gender studies had a significantly lower physical activity level than those involving two gender groups. We did not identify at this time any race ethnicity significant effects. That there was a significant increase in physical activity over time within the single gender studies. And most importantly, for me, is this interaction that I, when I showed the results, was significant. That it's indicating that the single gender studies had a significant increase of physical activity over time compared to the two gender groups. One possible explanation that a very bright graduate student gave me as I was presenting this in our group was that it seems that the literature is indicating that single gender groups can develop programs that are more gender specific and are more appealing for teenagers. In our particular case, we only had women to do that, so one of the next steps that I'm thinking of is, can we bring studies that will have single boys or single teenage males involved in the studies. In any case, the improvements that I think should be part of our next steps is trying to improve in the system of weights. Right now, our system of weights is the random effects model, where we compare within and include within and across papers weights. But can we improve on that by creating clusters based on the conceptually correctness of the papers? And within each cluster, can we improve on the system of weights? So that's one of the things where I want to talk, you know, selection bias. We know that studies that have higher retention rate have less bias in the reports. Can we isolate them? Can we separate papers that have 80% retention rate compared to others that have less? The randomization process used, randomized controlled trials or random studies prove to be less biased than others, so that can we cluster them? Can we identify our papers? Study design, is this a cross-sectional study, a longitudinal study? Is this a case-control study? Try to incorporate that into the definition of weights. Measuring confounders, data collection methods, and withdrawals also should be important for us to try to improve on the system of weights. And finally, trying to address better measures to include in our models. We have now the simple demographic models. Can we improve in better indicators, better controls in our models? And I think that's all for now, and we're open to questions.